Perhaps the British stiff upper lip can be traced all the way back to the 16th century and theologian John Calvin. Now he's inspired another strand of thought, a new self-help manual originating out of the traditionally Protestant northeast of Scotland. Nessa Tierney traveled to Dundee to meet the author.
That's the sound of Bill Duncan, author of The Wee Book of Calvin, Air Kissing in the Northeast, a humorous self-help book. Whistling is a skill passed down through generations of men here. It's just one of the attributes of a true Calvinist, according to Bill. On a cold and blustery beach, he explained how he came to write about his version of Calvinism.
It was a reaction to the kind of plethora of touchy-feely transatlantic kind of self-help manuals that I saw infesting my local bookstore. I had picked a few of these things up in the hope that they might be of some help to me, and I found they were utterly of no help whatsoever. So what I thought I would try to do was try to substitute the kind of over-optimistic Californian type of perspective with a more grim, realistic northeast outlook.
The Northeast is a state of mind, not a place, according to Bill Duncan. But if pushed, he says, it stretches from the city of Newcastle in the north of England to subarctic Norway. He has collected some sayings from his part of the Northeast, some that he remembers from his grandparents.
Happy birthday. 1 year more and 1 year less. Like many a thing, it begins in pleasure and ends in pain. In a way, Midsummer's Day is the start of winter.
Bill says that alcohol and the effects of alcohol are crucial to the Calvinist outlook.
We're sitting in a northeast pub just now, and I'm kind of gazing longingly at a pint that I'm about to get set about in a couple of minutes. In particular, I would say that whiskey plays a very kind of central role in the behaviour and psyche of the northeast. And also know from personal experience that it can unleash certain dark aspects of your personality that sometimes should actually remain dormant. Another interesting aspect of whiskey is the kind of strange mechanism of the hangover, and it seems to me to be a quintessentially Calvinistic mechanism in the sense that you pay for your sins, and having a good time has to be paid for the next morning.
Here in a busy cafe, residents of Dundee like Florence Tanu find they identify with Duncan's ideas.
I've been living in Scotland for about 18 years now, and I could really relate to quite a lot of it. Well, I don't think it's depressing. I think it's just a different way of looking at yourself. There's a lack of pretension, which I really quite like.
However, David Tomczak of London didn't buy it.
If it's meant as a form of self-help, it probably won't do much other than help them become depressed.
But standing on a beach near Dundee, Bill Duncan has an answer for this.
You embrace what is dark in life, and you kind of laugh in the face of that, and it can be quite a liberating, almost therapeutic thing to do. In the kind of place that we're standing in just now, you could come here and spend half an hour or whatever just looking at the seascape, just looking at where the horizon meets the sky as the sky darkens and as the waves come in. It can have quite a hypnotic kind of effect.
For NPR News, this is Nessa Tierney.